Aleph picks up talking about this pasuk that we've introduced. The Gemara had asked on Gimel Amid Beis, what's the mokar for Kedusha Kesef? And it says, V'yotza chinam en kasef. En kesef la'odam zel, v'yesh kesef la'odam acher u'mayniu av. But when an Amma Ivriya leaves the Adam with simanim, simanim naros, simanim bagros, so she's going out without any kesef. There's no giron kesef. She doesn't give any kesef to the Adam. So we learn some kind of a comparison that just like the Adam doesn't get kesef in that case, by the yitzia of an amma, so too by the yitzia of a daughter, when the father is mekadesh the daughter, then there is kesef to the father, to the other adam, to the father. So in fact, the Gemara of Dalet Amar Aleph, I have yatzachinim lahach yuda atza hayivay lechidetanya. We need yatzachinim for a different drasha, not to teach me that the father is zoche and the kesef kedushin of his daughter. Itanya yatzachinim eli yimei bagrus and kesef eli yimei naris. There are two types of godless, two different stages of godless. There's naris and there's bagrus. Naris is that when a girl reaches the age of 12, and bagrus, pashup shad is, bagrus is 12, is 6 months after that, 12 and a half. There are two psukim teaching me that she goes out, bimei naris and bimei bagrus. Now, the obvious question is, what do you need the pasuk to tell me that she goes out, bimei bagrus? She goes out, bishas naris, of course, she's not there, bishas bagrus. So what do you need the pasuk for? That's the Gemara's going to get to that later, after the two dots. We'll get to that after Yom Tov, mitzvah shem. But the Parshat Pshat is, Yatzachinim and Kosev is telling me that she goes out with Simonim. I need the two parts of the puzzle, Yatzachinim and Kosev, to teach me, one, that she goes up in Main Bagrus, and the other, that she goes up in Main Naris. You don't have Yatzachinim and Kosev to tell me, and Kesev Vodam Zaviyesh Kesev Vodam Achim. Omer Avina, says, I'll give her a name. In Kain, Lemakra, Ein Kesev, or On Kesev, right? That she goes out, right, the puzzle should say Ein Kesev without a Yud. My Ein Kesev. What does Ein Kesef teach me? The Ein Kesef with the Yud. Ein Kesef Lodan Zav. Yesh Kesef Lodan Acher Mayniuach. So the Gemara basically is saying that how do I know that the father gets Kiddushe Kesef of his daughter? Because of the extra Yud. There's a ribui in the pasuk, there's an extra Yud, so that teaches me a second drasha. We have both drashas. I learned the second drasha from the extra word Yud. Extra letter Yud. When we made darshin and hachi, how do we know that we darshin extra letters? The Tanya Vizera Ein Lo. Zera Ein Lo. What's this pasuk going on? So this is in Parshas Emor, talking about a girl who eats truma. A bas kohen eats truma, but if she gets married, she doesn't eat truma. Ubas kohen ki siyel ishzar he besumas hakaroshim lo sochel. She gets married, so then she doesn't eat kachim. She doesn't eat the truma anymore. She marries an ishzar yisrael. But ubas kohen ki siyel manu grushim zera Ein Lo b'shavu b'savir kneirah milechem aviyatocha. If she's divorced or the husband dies, so if Zera Ein Lo, if she doesn't have any children, then she goes back. If Zera Yesh Lo, if she does have children from the Yisrael, so then she's still linked to the Yisrael. The marriage with the Yisrael is still alive to some extent. So therefore, she doesn't go back to the father's house to eat truma. When she marries the Yisrael, she no longer eats truma. When she is divorced from the Yisrael or she is widowed from the Yisrael, then she does go back unless she has Zera. So it's on that line, Vizera Ein Lo, that the Gemara picks up. Vizera Ein Lo, Ein Li Elazara, Zera Zara Minayin. How do I know? Maybe she doesn't have any children anymore. Maybe Chalila, the children, passed away, but she has grandchildren. Do the grandchildren prevent her from going back to Beis Aviyah to eat truma once again? Tamalama Zera Ein Lo, Ayein Lo. Zera Ein Lo, Ayein Lo. The word Ein Lo, the extra yud, teaches me Ayein Lo. How does it teach me that? What's the drasha? So the Mefarshim talk about this. I think there's a Sma. The Sma in Choshe Mishpat and Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sukkot and Aleph. So he has two pshatim. That either Ein Lo, Ayein Lo means that you flip the Aleph for an Ayin. The drasha, the extra yud teaches me that read it not with an Aleph but with an Ayin. Ayein Lo, look more deeply. Look past the first generation, even to the generation of the grandchildren. He's not so enamored of that pshat. He prefers the other pshat, which is Ein Lo, darshan that Oyin Lo, Efes, nothing, that she has nothing. Don't flip the Aleph for an Ayin, but darshan it as if she has nothing, so she doesn't even have grandchildren, so then she goes back to the father's house, and she eats trum if she's a Bas Kohen. But if she has even grandchildren, that's not Oyin, that's not Efes, that's not nothing. So if she has something, so then she's not going to go back to the Beis Aviyah because she's still linked to her husband, who's the Yisrael. So you see that we darshan a yud. So the Gemara continues and says, how do I know Zer Apostle? If the child is Apostle, will that also prevent it from going bad? Also, Ayin La, same Drosha. I, the Ha, Fikte La Zer Azara, but we need that for a different Drosha. So the Gemara, Zer Azara Lo Itz Trich Kro. The Bnei Banim Haram Kevanim. We don't really need an apostle for Zer Azara. It's a Svar. Bnei Banim Haram Kevanim. Grandchildren are the same as children. They're also called Banim. It's the Kral, the Zera Apostle. We need the Pasuk only to teach me Zera Apostle. So that's what the Zera in law teaches me, that even if she has Zera Apostle, even if she has Zera Apostle, she also doesn't go back to Beis Aviyah. That's also a link to the husband. She doesn't go back to Beis Aviyah. So before we address this drasha in greater detail, let's just continue. Let's finish this piece of the Gemara. The Tana Gufa Menoli Tadarish Halchi. How does the Tana know to Darshin Yuds? Amriksiv me'ein Bil'am me'ein Yevami. The pasuk says me'ein Bil'am. It doesn't state with a yud. Lo ksiv behu yud. V'hachaksiv be yud. Shamina lidrasha hu da'asa. The fact that it says me'ein Bil'am, the word me'ein can be written without a yud, and yet ein is written with a yud. So you see that the yud is extra. So if the yud is extra, then we know we have to dash it. Okay, that's the gimel. So basically, we're learning from v'zera ein law. Is really extraneous to the sugya. We're learning ein kesef la'adon zeliyesh kesef la'adon acher from the extra yuds. And now the Gemara asks, how does the Tana know to darshan yuds? The word ein is ein. So how do I know to darshan the yud of the word ein? So it's from Vizera ein law. Ayein law, look deeply into her. Not only Zera kosher, but even Zera apostle. For Zera Zara, we know that the Bnei Banim Haram Kebanim, we don't need the apostle of Zera ein law. We don't need the drush of ein law with the yud. But for Zer Apostle, we need the drush of Ein Law. So Tosis is troubled. Zer Apostle Menayin. Omeri. Zer is Zer Apostle Ka'omer. What is Zer Apostle Menayin? It doesn't mean a child who's Apostle. A child who is born from a B.S. Isser. From a B.S. Isser. B.S. Mamzer. B.S. Nesin. Some kind of a B.S. Isser. B.S. Goy. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about Zer Apostle. We're talking about Zer Apostle. Why? Now, Kevin Shenivel al Apostle of Solom in Akahuna. V'lo Tochal al-Betrumah. Because the rule is Nivel al Apostle is Psalam and Akahuna. If the woman has a Bias Isser, even if she doesn't have a child, she no longer can eat Trum. If a Bas Kohen is Nivel al Goy, if she's Nivel al Mamzer, she's Nivel to someone that she's Posala. So when she has a Bias Isser, she's Nishal Minakahuna, and she no longer can eat Trum. She won't go back to Beis Aviyah. Forget about Beis Aviyah. If she just has a Bias Isser, she's not even married to the guy. She just has a Bias Isser with someone else who's Posala to her. So then she's no longer going to be Mutaris Lekohen, and she's Asura Betruma. So Zera Apostle couldn't mean Zera Apostle. It couldn't mean a child who's Apostle. A child who's Apostle becomes Apostle through a B.S. Isser of the woman herself. If she had a B.S. Isser, a B.S. Psul, so then she's Psul and Atruma anyway. Even if she doesn't have a Zera. So why do I need Zera Apostle to tell me that she's Psul and Atruma? That she's still linked to the Yisrael. Forget about being linked to the Yisrael. Even if she's not linked to the Yisrael. Even if she's just Nivela L'posel astam, out of wedlock, she becomes psula minakuhuna, psula minakshuma. So obviously, Zera apostle doesn't mean Zera apostle, it means Zera Zara apostle. Hilkach lekel afari Zera apostle, mamashal Zera Zara. Zokhtari, Zera apostle doesn't mean Zera apostle, it means Zera Zara apostle, because Zera apostle, she would have been psula anyway. Once she's nivela l'posela, she's psula minakuhuna minakshuma. Okay, this is the comment of the Ri. So he's troubled, and he's troubled with the fact that from the Lashon of the Gemara it sounds like we're coming to exclude Zer Apostle. He says that can't be, because if she was Nivela, Bias Psula, Bias Issa, she'd be Psula Minatruma anyways. It must be Zer Zer Apostle, a grandchild is Apostle. That has nothing to do with her Bia. Right? It's a grandchild who was born from a Bias Issa, that her child had a Bias Issa with someone else, and that's how the grandchild was born. If she's Nivela to a Mamzer, if the child, let's say, was Nivela to a Mamzer, if her daughter was Nivela to a Mamzer, then the child is a Zer Apostle. So even if the daughter dies, but if this woman, this Bas Kohen, still has the Zer Apostle, then she'll be Psula Minat Shulma. Ellie?
I understand this far, but like, the Gemara is really talking about Zer Zara right before that, and then says Zer Psula. So it's kind of hard to say that. Even though, like,
why? Fakert, it's very good, because what the Gemara is saying is that we don't need a Pasuk to tell me that Zer Zara will prevent her from eating Shulma, because Bnei Banim Harayim Kevanim. But we need it for Zer Apostle. Das make Zer Zara Apostle.
Said
Zerazar
before,
say Zerazar,
it's on my grandson, said Zerazar, so why
did
you say
Zerazar
here also? That's what I meant.
I hear. Okay, I mean, the Ri is trouble with the Kasha, so he just says that just read the Gemara that way. I hear it should have said Zarazar Apostle. Nechanan should have said Zarazar Apostle. So comes the Tosis Yishon in Yevamos and Daf Ayin, and he offers a different pshat, which at first glance seems like a better pshat, perhaps in light of your Kasha. What does the Tosis Yishon say on the Gilyan? Someone have a Gemara Yevamos? I didn't bring it. You have it? No, that's okay. It's okay. Comes the Tosis Yishon and says, you know what Zara Apostle is coming to tell me? Coming to tell me, let's say the woman was born le mitzvi v'adomi. Let's say a mitzvi v'adomi were born the isha. So it is a bias psul, it's a bias isser. She's not allowed to be nivela to an adomi or a mitzvi. But zok detos yishana, maybe that's the case the Gemara is talking about, that zera posel, I need the posel zera in law to exclude zera posel. That even if she only has zera posel, she's psulim in a truma. Because in such a case, claims the Tosis Yishonim, she will not be Nefselas Minatrum. Since the Bia of a Mitzvi V'Adomi is not an Isser Olam, he says, it's not an Isser Olam, since after three generations, the Mutta Lava Bekal, right? Loyovo Mitzvi V'Adomi Bekal Hashem, but Bonim Asher Yivoldu Lahem Dor Shlishi Yovo Lahem Bekal Hashem, Pasuk in Parshas Kisaitse says, right, something like that. I think so. That's the lashon of the pasuk exactly. Lo sasai v'adomi ki achichu lo sasai mitzvi ki ger ha'yisa ba'aretz banim asher yivoldu lahem dor shlishi yovo lahem bekal Hashem. So if the adomi or the mitzvi become gerim, stop, right? But if they become gerim, so then they're allowed to marry bekal in the third generation. Meaning a mitzvi rishon, mitzvi sheni can't marry bekal. They can't marry bas yisrael, but a mitzvi shlishi can. Dr. Tosis Yishonim, if the Isser Mitzvi V'Adom is not an Isser Olam, so it's not so Chomer. It's not so Chomer. So therefore, that's not called a Bias Psul in Yin Zed to pass the woman in a Truma. So that could be what the Gemara is talking about. Very interesting case, right? He's learning the Gemara to be talking about a very specific case. Zera Posel, but Dafka Zera Posel that's no left from Bias Mitzvi Bias Adom. So that does answer your Kasha, Eli. Right, that we're not talking about Zara Apostle, but rather we're talking about Zara Apostle. Interesting, it's not a general Zara Apostle, it's a very specific Zara Apostle. But there's a bigger question against this pshat. Right? Aside from the fact that it limits the Gemara, right, to be talking about a Zara Apostle, Dafka, the Bias Mitzvi V'Adomi, where the psul is not an Isser Olam, so because it's not an Isser Olam, even though this individual is Apostle La'olam Lava Bekal, the Mitzvi Rishon, the Mitzvi Sheni, they're Pasal La'olam. It's only their grandchild. Right? The grandchild of the Mitzvi Rishon can come Bekal, but not him and not his child, not the Mitzvi Sheni. Aval Bikain, Tos Yishonim says that since it's not an Isser Olam, so therefore it doesn't pass them in Atruma. But that's a big chiddush because the Gemara in Kiddushin actually addresses this idea. Gemara quotes the Machlokas Tanoim about whether Bias Mitzvi is going to pass them in Atruma. Pasul min akluna, pasul min atruma. It quotes 3 days, but even just to take the first 2 days. The Gemara quotes the Tanakhama and the Braisa and the Fayandalid, Ben Teisha, Shonav Yomecha, Geramoni, Moav, Yimitzi, Vadomi, Kusi, Nisim, Chol, Lamanz, etc. Shebo, Ala Kahenes, Ala Leviya, Ala Bas Yisrael. Poslua, Bias Psul, Pasul's a girl, min akluna. Rabbi Yossi, Amar, Kol Shezar, Apostle, Posel, Vachol Shein, Zar, Apostle, and Apostle. Yossi argues, he says, Kol Shezara Apostle Posel, V'chol She'en Zara Apostle En Apostle. Now, in most of these circumstances, the Zara is Apostle too. So what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama? So that's the Gemara's Kasha. My Benayu, Ika Benayu, Mitzvi Sheini. Mitzvi Sheini. Rabbi Yossi would say that what? That a Mitzvi Sheini will not Apostle the girl Menachahuna. It won't Apostle. Why? Because his Zara is kosher. So Dafka Kol Shezar Apostle Posel, but ain't Zara Apostle, ain't Apostle. And according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't matter. The Mitzvi Sheni, even though his Zara is not Apostle, nevertheless, since his Bia is a Bia's Psul, it will Apostle. Min HaKahuna, Min HaTruma. And the Gemara says, Ushneim Mikra Echad Arshu, they both dash in the same Pasuk. Right? Ushneim Lolam Du'a Elam Yikoyim Gadol Balmona. Yikoyim Gadol Zasa Balmona. Tanakama Savaki Koin Gadal Balmana, my Koin Gadal Balmana should be also by Vera Postal, but Akal should be also by Vera Postal. Tanakama says, Koin Gadal Balmana, it's a BS Psal. I don't care about the Zera. That itself is a BS Psal. So anyone who has a BS Psal will parcel the woman. Yossi Savaki Koin Gadal Balmana, my Koin Gadal Balmana should be Zera Postal, Uposel. Akal should be Zera Postal, Uposel. Koin Gadol who marries an almana, so his zera is a cholo. His zera also becomes pasul. The Yossi says, so from that you see that the only bias psul that's going to pasul the woman minat truma minat kahuna is if the zera is going to be pasul too. Lafukim etu sheni, shein zera pasul. Damakra, banam asher yivod lehem bar shlishi, yavod lehem bakal Hashem. So even Rabbi Yossi never meant to say that a mitzri is going to pasul, right? He said that the mitzri, B.S. mitzri is going to pasul, but only mitzri rishon, not a mitzri sheni. Even the Tanakama who said that a B.S. mitzri, nechamo, Rabbi Yossi says that B.S. mitzri rishon is going to pasul, but B.S. mitzri sheni doesn't pasul. Right? That's what he says. The Tanakama says that B.S. mitzri, even mitzri sheni, is going to pasul. Right, comes the Tosis Yishanim and says what? That even Bias Mitzri Rishon is not going to pasul. Why? Because since the Isser of Mitzri Vadomi is not an Isser Olam, so therefore it's not such an Isser Chomer. It's not going to pasul Menach Kuhuna Menach Shuma. So his Shita seems to be against both of the Tanoim. Right? I mean, maximum we can say that Bias Mitzri Sheni is not going to pasul. Not pasul. So the Yossi Shita. But because his Zera is not going to be pasul, Kol Shein Zera pasul, Eino pasul. The Tanakama argues even with that, but to say that Bias Mitzri Rishon is not going to pasul, but his Zera is pasul. Everyone seems to say if the Zera is pasul, then the Bia of the individual is going to pasul, Menachunim and Atruma. Tosis Yishanim is saying, no, even Bias Mitzri Rishon is not going to pasul, because that Isser is a different type of Isser. Because Dar Shlishi is Mutter. Since Mitzri Shlishi is Mutter, that's not an Isser Olam, so it's not an Isser Olam, so then it's not going to pasul. Not going to pass the woman from Kahuna from Shuma. That's a tremendous chiddush, which at first glance seems to be against the Gemara. I didn't see anyone addressing this kasha, but it's a difficult, difficult kasha. Yes.
I don't know if that Tosfos Yishanim's case ever comes up, because even according to Yossi, the mitzvah sheni is either the mother's also kosher and the kid's kosher, or down the mother's pass the kid's kosher.
Tosfos Yishanim's case is by a mitzvah rishon. Let's say a mitzvah rishon is boal the bas kohen, right?
Right.
The mitzvah rishon is boal the bas kohen. According to the Tosfos Yishanim, she's not going to be a surah, but not true. Good point, right?
Why
is
the kid
possible? The kid is a mitzvah sheni.
The kid's not possible? The kid is a mitzvah sheni.
But
the
Tosfos Yishanim said that we need a case where she is kosher and
the kid is possible.
So where do we have a kid? So I'm saying in our Gemara, we're going to be a case where the kids, where the she is kosher, but the kid's possible.
No, so exactly. That's exactly my kasha. According to the Tosfos Yishanim, we're talking about a case where the mitzri rishon was boel. So the kid is pasul, but she should still be kosher. So, right?
But how is she kosher?
That's exactly my kasha.
Right.
None of the Tanaim say that. Everyone assumes that a bias mitzri rishon is going to pasul. That's exactly my kasha. Right? That's my kasha. Because Yishanim seems to be against the Gemara, that find out. Yeah. He seems to be against all of the Tanaim. That's what I was pointing out. What?
Even Mitzri Sheni won't work. I'm saying, like, I don't think any case. What case, how could Tosfos Yishanim's case ever work? That's the problem.
Rabbi Yossi would say that a Mitzri Sheni doesn't pass. Ah, but you're saying the Zera is not going to be possible. Ah, that's not the case that the Tosfos Yishanim is going on.
Right,
that's not the case he's going on, right? He's going on the case of Mitzri Rishon, but that's against all of the Tanaim, and I am Dalit. That's all I'm pointing out. Yoni.
When I read the Tosfos Yishanim, I thought he was talking about, like, the opinion of, like, Rabbi Yitam Su was that a via with the Nakri isn't considered a via. So how does that play into this? I mean, if that's not a via, then why would you say we're good at, like, convincing or anything with Postcard?
He doesn't invoke the Rabbeinu Tam. I don't think it means that Bias Akamein Abiyah. It doesn't. The truth is, even if Bias Akamein Abiyah, it still passes Menat Shulma. I mean, that's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says.
I don't see how that plays into this. Like, why would she be Pasul from Shulma if it's not considered a Bia?
No, it's not considered a Bia to Aser on a husband, right? The idea of Kol Shasur Leboel Asur Lebal. And that's what we were talking about in that process in Ksubis.
Right.
So that doesn't apply because it's not a real bia. But it's still enough of a bia that it'll pasul minat truma. I mean, that's a halacha. Right? That bias akum does pasul minat truma. So we talked about that. Why, you know, you might not need a ma'isa be a mamish to pass on a truma. Even some, even a ma'isa ishus with a guy, that's enough to pass off a truma, even if it doesn't have a shame beer to it. But it's still going to pass. Still going to pass. So where the pella is, what's the case that the Tosis Yishanim is talking about? The stami's talking about a mitzvah rishon, a case where the zera is going to be zera pasul, but she still should be kshera le kahuna kshera le truma. But that seems to be against all of the Tanaim, so it's really a little bit strange. It's a little bit strange. That's probably why the Reed doesn't suggest such a pshat, even though we found difficult, we found the Reed's pshat difficult, because why does he assume we're talking about Zerah Zahar apostle? The Gemara really just says Zerah apostle. It doesn't sound like we're talking about Zerah Zahar. That's what you have to say. Lachor is the simplest pshat in the Gemara. I wouldn't say it's a simple pshat in the Gemara, but that's Lachor, the simple pshat in the Gemara. Okay. Let's go right. So there are two psukim that teach me that the father is zoche in different things from the daughter. You have the pasuk Yatzachinim and Kosef to tell me that the father is zoche in the kesef kiddushin of his daughter. And then we have a chiyim kuras ishes vita la'oma ma'oma masiyo de la rabba bas nami masiyo de la avia. So we know that the masiyo daim of the daughter before he sells her go to the father. Two psukim. So why do we need both psukim for? It says the Gemara, I need them both. Because of Rachmanik and Yishal Lavia, have a mina mishim lo torcha b'hu. If it only would have said the Yotzachinam to teach me kesef kiddushin, then I think after that. Because she wasn't torcha b'hu. She didn't work hard for it. Maybe that goes to the father. Av ma'asi yadeh dekar torcha b'hu emad idohavu, but ma'asi yadayim, I'd say, since she's torah, she worked hard for the ma'asi yadayim, so then I think she gets that. V'yash mina ma'asi yadeh dekar mitzin aminei. And if it only would have said the chiyum kereshes bitalam, I think the masi adayim go to the father because chamitzin amine, she's getting mizona, she's being supported from the father. So she's being supported, masi adayim should be tachas mizona, she should get the mizonos, she should get the father, she get the masi adayim. If she gets the mizonos, the father should get the masi adayim. Aber kiddusha, demei alma ka'asi la ema di dahavu, tzricha. But kez the kiddushin, since it comes me alma, not due to any effort on her part, right? Since it comes me alma, not because mitzvah amine, doesn't come because of the mizanos. So therefore, I think that she gets that. Kamashvola, no, that the father gets the kesef kiddushin as well. That's the Gemara. So the question is, the Gemara seems to be assuming that the masiyah daim go to the father because he gives her mizanos. It's tachas mizanos. Where do we find that a father is mechuyev to give mizanos to his daughter? This Gemara seems to be on a deraisa level. It's talking about the psukim. I need two psukim. One to tell me that the masiyah daim of the daughter goes to the father, or one to tell me the kesef kiddushin goes to the father. So these psukim are on a deraisa level. Where do we have a din deraisa, chiyuv min haTorah, for the father to give mizonos to his daughter? If there is no such chiyuv, so then what does the Gemara mean that the masiyah daim, if you only had the pasuk v'chiyim kareishas vita la'ama, I think the masiyah daim go to the father because kamitzin aminei. Who says kamitzin aminei? Who says that he's mechuyev to give her mizonos? That we should make this equation to Masiyadayim Atachas Mizonos. So comes the Ritva and makes a fascinating statement. The Taka, there really is no Chiyuv. There's no Mokka. There's no Mokka to say there's a Chiyuv for the father to give Mizonos to his daughter. What does the Gemara mean that Masiyadayim Atachas Mizonos? Zot the Ritva Azai. Ritva says, to me, a milsa. If he doesn't want to give mizonos, he can. The Torah didn't obligate him to give mizonos to the daughter. You can remember the hachi kamina. The rachmana zocha lavi a masiyadeh mishum shiyor the Torah l'sof daitan shel brios. Shederech ha'av lozun es bita. Mistom. Avagab d'lochai b'mizonoseh. He's not chayiv in the mizonos min haTorah. There's no pasuk that the father is mechuyev to give mizonos to his daughter. There might be a pasuk that a baal is mechuyev to give mizonos to his wife, she'era. Right? He has to give she'er to the wife. Okay, but that's a din in a wife. It's not a din in a father to a daughter. There is no pasuk that min haTorah the father is mechuyev to give mizonos to his daughter. Mikol makom ibnei shekein darko zika lo masya da. But because it's normal, because it's derech ha'av lozen esbito, to the Torah was mezaka the masiyadayim to the father in lieu of the mizonos. Even though the Torah doesn't obligate him to give mizonos to his daughter, But since kachi darkan shel b'nei Adam, this is the normal way that people do things, yard the Torah l'sof daita, that mistame, he's going to do it, and therefore the Torah was mezakeh him, the masi adayim, tachas the mezonos. That's the riktis pshat nesugya. Before we say that, the sugya is very difficult, because here we're learning psukim in the Torah. Why do we need two psukim? So if there's no chi of daraisa of mezonos, so why should the masi adayim be tachas mezonos? Seems a little strange. Comes Ritva and says, you're right, there is no chi of daraisa beferish. But it's an umdana. It's an umdana. Yar the Torah was so bad and shel b'nei Adam that they're going to do it. They're going to give mezonos to their daughter. So once they're going to do it, then the Torah was mezaka, the masi adayim, tachas the mezonos, that mistoma the person is going to do. What's strange is that if you look at Rashi in the sugya, he seems to be explaining a little bit differently. According to the Ritva and the Poshe Pshar in the Gemara, the reason why the father gets the masi adayim of his daughter is tachas mezonos. He gives the mezonos, not necessarily because he's mechuyev to give the mezonos, but it's normal for him to do that. So the Torah is mezakim, the masi adayim, tachas the mezonos. Comes Rashi and explains differently. At face value, it seems like it's different. Rashi says, the kamitzin aminei, v'daitei al masi adayim, the shchicha. Kamitzin aminei, v'daitei al masi adayim, the shchicha. That the das of the av is on masi adayim, it's shchiyach, it's normal that the daughter is going to produce masi adayim, so daito alei. Right? He has in mind that the masi adayim should be his. That when he gives him his onos, he has in mind that the masi adayim should be his, and therefore, he's zochen the masi adayim. Doesn't sound from Rashi that the masi adayim are tachas mezonos, that there's a tit for tat, that the Torah is giving the masi adayim to the father tachas the mezonos. Sounds like the reason why the Torah is mezakeh him the masi adayim is because daito aleim, because he expects them. But kesef kiddushin is different to me. Alma ka'asilos, says Rashi, v'hos daito aleim lazuna b'shvilam. He gave the mezonos, but didn't have in mind that the kesef kiddushin should come to him tachas mezonos, so the Torah wasn't mezakeh the kesef kiddushin. But masi adayim, since daito aleim, he's expecting to get the masi adayim tachas the mezonos, so then the Torah does give him the masi adayim. A little bit strange. Frek the Rashba against Rashi. What's Rashi saying from the Gemara? It sounds like it's the mezonos that cause the masi adayim to go to the husband, to go to the father. It's not the das of the father. Where's the Rashba? Pirush Rashi to kamitzin aminei v'daitei al masi adayim, etc. Ve'enam yushal lefi loshav ha-Gemara, frek the Rashba. You got to look at the Gemara carefully. The mashu the mishum dahani mezonos garmi lehu, dahani mishum dalav mezonos garmi lehu. Kesef Kiddushin are not caused by the mezonos. They come me'alma. They're not caused by the mezonos, but the masi adayim are caused by the mezonos. There's a connection between the mezonos and the masi adayim. It's not that the das of the father is to get the masi adayim, tachas the mezonos. It's that the mezonos cause the masi adayim. So if you say that the father menatar is mechuyev to give mezonos to his daughters, then it's gevaldik, mamish, the mezonos caused the masi adayim. The chi of the mezonos caused the zchus of the masi adayim. That's why the father is Zocha. According to Rashi, it seems a little bit strange. It doesn't sound like the Chiv of the Mezonos is causing the Masi Adayim. But the Rashba is sensitive to the Ritva's Kasha, that it's probably not the Chiv Mezonos is causing the Masi Adayim. It's not the Chiv of Mezonos is causing the Masi Adayim. But there has to be some kind of a connection between the two. According to Rashi, it doesn't seem like there's any connection. Zok the Rashba, v'nirali d'hachi perusha, v'shim d'cham mitzin aminei, Rashba says, no, the connection is really fundamental. That the Masi Adayim come because of the Mezonos. It's not because of the Chiyuv Mezonos of the father for his daughter. And it's not as the Ritva says either, that Yard the Torah L'sof Daitan Shel B'nei Adam, that it's normal for the father to give Mezonos to his daughter, so therefore the Torah is Mezakeh the Masi Adayim to the father. No. A third pshat, Zok the Rashba. Third pshat. The Masi Adayim come as a result of the Mezonos. The more Mezonos she gets, the more Masi Adayim she can produce. She'll be able to work better. The Gemara in Gittin says that Hekdish is Nichale, Kiyeched Lishbach Avde. Well, what's the case in Gittin? And a few days on the days. Gemara Daf Yebeis Amud Aleph in Gittin says Hamakdish Yidei Avdo Oso Hevet Lo Veva Ochel Va Osa Uporeya. Makdash Yidei Avdo, someone who's Makdash the Yadayim, the Masi Yadayim of his Eved, sounds like not just the Masi Yadayim, but the Yad itself, like a Hegdash Aguf, the Yadayim of the Eved Knaini should be Mukdash Lashamayim. Says Rav, Oso Eved Lova V'Ochel Oso Uporea. This Eved can borrow money and eat, and then he pays back. And that's very strange. Right? How does he borrow money? Shouldn't the money belong to the Hegdash? How is he allowed to eat money? To borrow the money and then buy food and eat that food? It should all belong to Hegdash. Right? Whatever he does to pay back the loan should belong to Hegdash. How can he be Porea? Lova va'ochel osa uporea. He does work and he's Porea the Chov. How can he be Porea the Chov? Anything he does, all the Masi Adayim should belong to Hegdash. So the Gemara in Gittin explains, we're talking about a mala lo mezonos. We're talking about a situation where the Odin actually is giving him mezonos. But lahadafa, to get extra. The Eved wants extra. He wants to eat well. So to get extra, then the Eved is able to borrow and to eat and to pay back. So in fact, the Gemara, v'lemele hegdesh ad hash desagilach v'lo hadafa v'hashinami tiskilach v'lo hadafa. Why should we allow you to borrow and work more to pay back hadafa? On that, the Gemara says, Hegdash Gufa Nichalei Ki Echad Lishbach Avdei. That Hegdash is Nichalei. Hegdash is Nichalei, that he should be able to do that. That he should be able to borrow and to work and to pay back the loan, so that the Eved will get stronger and he'll be able to work more for Hegdash. Now, how does it work? But everything he does becomes Hegdash. So the Gemara discusses that he does Pachas Mishavet Pruta. Right? Every less than a Shavuot Pruta, he pays back. Right? So there's a mechanism that you can do it so that it doesn't become Hegdish. But the idea that Hegdish Nichale, that the Hegdish would like the Eved to work more and to find a way that the Eved could actually borrow money and produce Masi Adayim, and that Masi Adayim is not going to go to Hegdish. It's Nichalei LaHegdish, because then the Eved becomes Meshubach, it becomes a stronger Eved, and then he'll be able to produce more for Hegdish in the long run. So you see that the Mezonos is what produces the Masi Adayim. The eating more is going to produce the Masi Adayim, it's going to produce Shavach. So just like for Hegdish it's Nichalei, in the case of an Av and his daughter, there also should be a link between Mezonos and the Masi Adayim. Hilkach havelahu masi yadah biglal mizonos. So it makes sense that the masi yadayim should belong to the father by the daughter, because the mizonos caused the masi yadayim. The eating causes the masi yadayim. So it makes sense that the masi yadayim should go back to the father. That's pshat in the Gemara. The mizonos didn't cause the kiddushin. Me'alma hu dekaasi. The kiddushin come from a different source, not from the mizonos. It's not as a result of the work. The work came as a result of the shevach that the daughter, the shevach to the daughter through the mezonos. It makes sense. If the father is providing the mezonos, so then the Masi Adayim should go to him. So that's the Rashi of Pshat in the Gemara. A little different than the Ritva. The Ritva seems to say that the connection is that the Torah was yard the l'sof daitan shobani adam, that since the person is going to be zanes bito, so the Torah gave the Masi Adayim to the father. The Rashi is saying a little bit differently. The Rashi is saying that since he gives the mezonos, or if he gives the mezonos, then it makes sense that since the Masi Adayim are produced by the mezonos, so then the Masi Adayim should go to the father. The problem is Rashi. Rashi seems to have a third pshat in this whole sugya. Because Rashi says that the Masi Adayim go to the father because daito aleim. His das is on the Masi Adayim. Now what does one have to do with the other? The Gemara seems to say that the Masi Adayim go to the father because he's zonosa, he supports her, he gives her food. Where is that connection according to Rashi? That's what seems very strange. That's the Rashba's kash against Rashi. Yes?
Why can't we say Rashba to Rashba then? When he gives her the mezonos, his das is for her to do
Rashi. But the Rashba didn't think Rashi was saying that.
Why can't he say that?
I thought Rashi was saying like the Ritva, not like the Rashba. Like to say that he's like the Rashba, that we're basically saying that the Rashba doesn't sound from Rashi that he's like the Rashba. The Rashba is saying since the mezonos create the Masi Adayim, so if they create the Shevach, it's like the Gemara in Bava Basra says that someone who creates Shevach owns the Shevach. Right? Uman Kona B'Shvach Kli, we say in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So Someone who creates the shevach owns that shevach. So if the father is giving mizonos to the daughter, so in a sense, he's the one who's creating the shevach because the mizonos produced that shevach. So he owns that shevach. He gets the mas yadayim because the mas yadayim came as a result of the mizonos. That's what Rashi is saying, that because he gives him mizonos, so therefore his das is on them.
When he gives him mizonos, his das is to give the mas yadayim. He knows that by giving him more mizonos, it will cause him to get more return.
As opposed to kiddushin. Because the mizonos don't cause the kiddushin, that's why his das is not on the kesef kiddushin. I think it's a little bit of a jump, Ben.
So, or is it that Rashi would say that you need the mizonos only really works because it's mizonos sold al tanai or like al das that there will be ma'aseh yadecha. If there's no ma'aseh yadecha, then the mizonos won't work in the first place because it was never. He can only be ma'aseh the mizonos to his daughter.
Well, he could do whatever he wants, but you're alluding a little bit. It's not that he can't. He won't.
In my head, I'm only giving to.
Oh, very good, very good. So that's what the Ritva said. The Ritva says there's no chi of the raisa to give mizonos to a daughter, but yard the tarlus of daitan shel b'nei adam that it's normal for him to give the mizonos. So maybe Rashi is just extending that or explaining it. Rashi is saying because it's normal for the person to give mizonos, al das to get the masiyah dayin. So the Torah is mezaka, the ma'asi yadayim, to the father. That's exactly what you're saying then, right? That he only gave the mizonos al das to get the ma'asi yadayim. So I'm just adding one point, that it's the Torah that's yard the l'sof daitan shel b'nei adam, saying that, I mean, that's really what the Ritva says, right? Torah yard the l'sof daito. Rashi is an offshoot of the Ritva b'pshuta. That Rashi is just explaining why by ma'asi yadayim did the Torah give the schus to the father, and by Kesef Kiddushin it didn't give the schus. Ah, but it's Yarda L'sof Daita. The answer is, because Daita is on the Ma'ase Yadayim and not on the Kesef Kiddushin. He's thinking that he'll get the Ma'ase Yadayim in place of his Mizonos, so that's why the Torah gave it to him. But he's not thinking about the Kesef Kiddushin, so if he's not thinking about the Kesef Kiddushin, then the Torah did not give him the schus in the Kesef Kiddushin. So it could be the answer to the Rashba's kasha that of course Rashi understands that the Ma'ase Yadayim is in place of the mizonos. But the question is, how is it in place? It's got to be a daraisa connection. So the answer could be that Yard the Torah l'sof daitan shel b'nei adam, that the Torah had an umdana, what a person is expecting to get for the mizonos that he's giving to his daughter. The Torah's assessment of the psychology of the father is that he wants to get the ma'asi yadayim in place of the mizonos. It's shchiach, so his das is on that, but his das is not on the kesef kiddushin because it's not so shchiach. So therefore, the Torah was only mizakim masi adayim, and not the kesef kiddushin. Okay. Questions. Okay. What's clear from the Gemara, though, is that we are learning one from the other, right? We are. Let me say that differently. If we wouldn't have had a separate pasuk for masi adayim for kesef kiddushin, we would have learned one from the other. The original kasha of the Gemara is, why do you need two psukim? Let's learn one from the other. Let's learn that the ma'asi yadayim go to the father because the kesef kiddushin goes to the father, or vice versa. If we have the positive of kesef kiddushin, let's learn one from the other. Comes the Gemara and says, no, I need both because if I had one, I wouldn't know the other. Fractrib tiva eger. What's the havre of the Gemara? Havre of the Gemara is that I could have learned ma'asi yadayim from kesef kiddushin. If I only had the positive of yatzachinim and kosef, I didn't have a chiyim kar ishas bitala ama, I would have learned the Ma'asi Yadayim from Kesef Kiddushin. How can I learn Ma'asi Yadayim from Kesef Kiddushin? Kesef Kiddushin, there are two Kiddushim in Kesef Kiddushin. One is that the father gets the Kesef, but the other is that the father can do the Ma'asi Kiddushin also. He can do the Ma'asi Kiddushin. So if he can do the Ma'asi Kiddushin, and we have different approaches in that principle, right? Either he's a bailim over the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, he can control the whole Ma'aseh Kiddushin, like the Ritva wanted to stand up Gimel Amid Beis, and the daughter is just the chefs of his Ma'aseh Kiddushin. Or even if we don't go that far, he can do it Balkarcha, right? The father has a certain control over the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, even if we don't say he's a bailim. She could do the Ma'aseh Kiddushin herself as well if she's a Nara, but the father can still do it Balkarcha. It's a tremendous koach of a father in the Ma'aseh Kiddushin itself, not just in the Kesef Kiddushin. By Ma'asi Yadayim, what koach does the father have? If she does work, so then the father gets the Ma'asi Yadayim. But he doesn't have koach over his daughter vis-a-vis Ma'asi Yadayim. Frechter Kiva Eger, what's the Gemara saying in the Havamina? Right? That I could have learned one from the other. I could have learned Kesef Kiddushim from Asiya Dayim, or I could have learned Asiya Dayim from Kesef Kiddushim. Why do I need two psukim? And the Gemara has a tzrichasa to say I need both psukim, right? What's the havamina to say that I could learn Asiya Dayim from Kesef Kiddushim? Kesef Kiddushim is unique, right? The fact that the father has control over the Maisa Kiddushin, either he's a Bailin, or at least he can do it Balkarcha, maybe that's the reason why he's Zoche in the Kesef Kiddushin. But who says that by Masi Adayin there's anything parallel to that? Since by Masi Adayin he's not in control of the daughter, he can't, he can't force the daughter to work for him. So I wouldn't know that you get the Masi Adayin from Kesef Kiddushin. Maybe not from Kesef Kiddushin, because the father can be Mekadosh Balkarcha. But by Masi Adayim, I wouldn't necessarily think you should get the Masi Adayim. So that's why I need a separate pasuk. So Kivegev's kasha, and he leaves it b'tzarachi. He doesn't answer the kasha. This actually appears in the Tosus Reb Kivegev in the Mishnayos and Ksubis on that Mishnah. But I saw in the Chiddush Reb Kivegev here in Kiddushin, they have it in a parentheses. I guess they just collect all the different Reb Kivegevs from throughout Shas. I think it originally appears in his Tosis on the Mishnayos, on the side of the Mishnayos, Yochan and Boaz. He leaves a bit sarkin, koshali heichi hayef shalulma maisi adem vikezi kidusha, habemes aviyah makabal kidusha. And kena kezi kidusha mitzad atzmusa hulo. The father is makabal kidusha, he does the maisi kidusha. If he does the maisi kidusha, then the kezi kidusha should belong to him. So I'm just adding to his kasha. He means that the father is a bailam over the kidusha, of course the kezi kidusha should belong to him. The father is able to be makash his daughter bal karcha. Kedamina hashtavim akala kudusha, etc. Abu Masiyadeh, the Yizka, Avir B'Shalah, Lo Yadina. Who says that the Masiyadeh should belong to the father? The Tzorech Ian Godo. I'd come to far. Wow. Pella de Kakash. What's the answer to the Kasha? So the answer to the Kasha is that the assumption of the Kasha clearly is that the father can't control the daughter for Masiyadeh. Controls her vis-a-vis the Kesef Kiddushin, either in the sense that he's mamish the Bailim of the Kesef Kiddushin, or at least he can do it Balkarcha, even if he's not the Bailim, but he can do it Balkarcha against her will. But by Masi Adayim, he's not in control of his daughter. If she goes to work, he gets Masi Adayim. If not, he doesn't get Masi Adayim. So, Bipshuto, there is no comparison between the two. So I wouldn't necessarily be able to learn Masi Adayim from Kesef Kiddushin. That's the assumption of the Kasha. So the emes is not all Rishonim agree. There are some Rishonim that actually hold that the father can control the daughter. And he can be kofer her to work. Just like he can be Mekadosh Bal Karcha, the Ramban in Ksuba says that the father can force the daughter to work so that he'll get Masi Adayim. That's what the Ramban says. What's the context of the Ramban? That's the Gemara Ksubas that I asked you to see in the Hosafos. Hosafos to the Mara Makomis. Gemara Daf Mem Gimel in Ksubis talks about mizonos of the daughter. Let's say a father passes away. So does the daughter get mizonos from the brothers? Right? So in a situation where the daughter is getting mizonos from the brothers, do the Masi Adayim belong to the brothers as well? That's the shaila of the Gemara. Boy minei Rabbi Avina mei Rav Sheshes. Vasa nizonis mina achin masi yadeh l'mi. B'mokom av kaini, mahosim masi yadeh l'av, hachanami masi yadeh l'achin. Oldim lo domi l'av, hosim mididei mitzina, hochalav mididhu mitzina. The shaila is, do the achin, do the brothers, the father passed away, so now she gets mizonos from a t'nai ksuba. The t'nai, this is a later takona, right? The t'nai ksuba of the mother says that the daughters are going to be supported until the daughters get married. After the father passes away, the daughters are going to be supported. The father doesn't have to support his daughters, but that's part of the ksuba. So she's still getting mizonos. Now the question is, if she's getting mizonos, does that mean that the brothers are in place of the father? In place of the father, so therefore they should get the Masi Adayim of the daughter? Or do we say no? If the father is the one who's giving mizonos, then he gets the Masi Adayim. But the brothers are not giving the mizonos. The daughter is getting mizonos from the tnai ksuba of her mother. So because the brothers are not the ones who are providing the mizonos, maybe the Masi Adayim should belong to the brothers. So Amalei, Rav Sheshes answered in Tanisua. Stocha Mishnah. Almana nizonis minirsi yisomim, Masi Adayim ashalohem. And Almana is supported from the nechasim of the yisomim, and they get the Masi Adayim. Rav Sheshes presumably is comparing Almana comparing the bas to the almana. And the Gemara is the back and forth, but that seems to be his shita. But not everyone agrees. Later the Gemara quotes a cholik. Here's the Gemara. Itmar Nami, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Basa Nizonos Min Ha'achin, Mas Yadeh La'atzma. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that Basa Nizonos Min Ha'achin, she keeps a Mas Yadeh. Rav Sheisha says that Basa Nizonos Min Ha'achin, Mas Yadeh Shalahen, and Rav says that Mas Yadeh La'atzma. Amar Rav Kana, my time, Aksiv, is Nachadam Osam Levnechem Acharechem, Osam Levnechem Lo Benosechem Levnechem. Agzeres HaKosav, Magad Shein Odom Morish Zuchuz Bito Levno. So Machlokas Amoroim, Rav Sheishis and Rav, whether a daughter, whether a girl that's Nizonis Min Ha'achim, do the Achim get the Masidayim or not? Rav Sheishis seems to say yes, he learns that from a Mishnah, and Rav says no. Rav says no. Pasuk is Nachaltem Osam Livnechem, Livnechem V'lo Benoseichem, Livnechem V'lo Benoseichem, Livnechem, that you're not Morish, the Zchus Habas to the sons. The Masyadayim don't go to the sun. So Machloga Samaroi. Comes the Ramban and makes a very interesting comment here. Perish. Nearly that. Filo Rav Sheish is nami lo amish et hea bas ni zonis va osa bal karcha la achim. Kamo shavia kol falasus va lizim na tov. Zav the Ramban, even Rav Sheish who said that this bas ni zonis min ha'achim gives the Masyadayim to the Achim, he doesn't mean literally that the Achim are like the father. You know, the suffix in the Gemara was, are the Achim like the father or are they not like the father? So Rav Sheisha says that the Masyadayim go to the brothers, you'd think that the brothers are like the father, because that was the tzad in the suffix. Dr. Ramban, be careful. It's not literally like the father. The brothers can't force the girl to work. Like the father, Kamo Shavia, Kofos of Elizam and Atora. Just like the father can force her to work. El Rav Sheshes mid Rabbanan kamer. Rav Sheshes was pilpling with a dinder Rabbanan. The Gasava lo takina Rabbanan mizoni el b'sha'osa ve'ocheles. Rav Sheshes just said that if she does work, then she gets mizonos. If she's getting the mizonos, then she works, and then my siyadayim go to the brothers. But they can't force her. If she doesn't want to work, so then they won't give her mizonos. That's all he was saying. Rav argued and said, no, Minat Torah, it's a pasuk or an asmachta, whatever, the Masyadayim go to her always, right? Whether she's getting mizonos or not getting mizonos, the Masyadayim don't go to the brothers. Rav Sheishis was saying that the Takana de Rabbanan is that if she does work, right, if she gets the mizonos, then the Masyadayim have to go to the brothers. But if she doesn't want to work, they can't force her to work. Right? But she's not going to get mizonos either, because there's a tit for tat over here. That's the takana d'rabbanan. And Rav says, no, the Masyadayim always are going to go to her. Even if she's getting mizonos, the Masyadayim are always going to go to her. But comes the Ramban and says, even Rav Sheish is never meant to say that the brothers are like the father. They're not like the father, le'inyan zeh, that the brothers can force her to do work. No. If she doesn't want to do work, she's not going to get mizonos, according to him. But the brothers still can't force her to do work. Rabban clearly is saying that a father can force a daughter to do work. A father can force a daughter to do work. So according to the Ramban, the connection between Masyadayim and Kesa Kiddushin is very glatt. It's very smooth. Kivega asked, how can I have a Havamin of the Gemara to learn Masyadayim from Kesa Kiddushin? By Kesa Kiddushin, the father is a Bailam over the Masyadayim Kiddushin. And even if he's not a Bailam, at least he can be Makadosh Bal Korcha. But by Masyadayim, can't force her. So you can't force her. Why would I necessarily say that the Masyadayim should go to the father? The Kesa Kiddushin should go to him because he has a control over the Maaseh Kiddushin in some way. At least he can force her to, he can be Makarish of Al-Karcha. But by Masyadayim, what Al-Karcha is that? So according to the Ramban, we have a good answer to the Kasha. Maybe there really is an equation. Maybe by Masyadayim, in HaTorah, the father can force the daughter to work so that he'll get the Masyadayim. So it's Mamisha. It's an exact equation between Masyadayim and Kesa Kiddushin. So maybe that's why the Gemara had the Havamina to say that we should talk and learn one from the other. If I only had the pasuk of Kesa Kiddushin v'yotzachinim, I learn Masyadayim from Kesa Kiddushin, because doch dezel bazach. It's the same thing. The same thing. Because he can force her. Because he can force her. Because he can force her to do the Masyadayim. So what was the kasha? Kivegas Kasha is that they're not comparable. But according to the Ramban, they are comparable. What? So he either was arguing with the Ramban. Or maybe he was learning that the father is a bailim over the Maaseh Kiddushin. Not just that he can do it bal karcha, but he's a bailim over it. And that's why I would say that he gets the Kesef Kiddush. By Maaseh Yadayim, no one would say he's a bailim over his daughter he's a bailim over his daughter. He's not doing anything. He can force her to work, but he's in control of the daughter. Keshoro v'chamoro. Probably not a bailim over his daughter. He can force her. Right? He can force her to work. If she's going to get mazonos, he can force her to work. So maybe that's the difference he saw. Kivega thought that the father is mamash a bailim over the Maaseh Kiddushin. Not just that he can be mekabel kesef kiddushin bal karcha, but like the Ritva, that he's a bailim over the Maaseh Kiddushin. So if he's a bailim over the Maaseh Kiddushin, then taka maaseh yadayim is not the same. There is a nuance of difference between the two. So because he's a bailim over the Maaseh Kiddushin, then I would say, hashta bi mekabel kiddushah, the ishak lekaspa. If he's a bailim over the Maaseh Kiddushin, then of course he should get the kesef. But by maaseh yadayim, he's not a bailim over the daughter. He can force her to work, but he's not a bailim over her. So I wouldn't necessarily know that the maaseh yadayim should go to the father. But the answer might be, maybe the father is not a bailim over the Maaseh Kiddushin either. He could just be mekadesh or bal karcha. So if that's all he can do, if all he can do is be mekadesh or bal karcha, so then there is a good comparison to Maaseh Yadayim, because according to the Ramban, he also can force his daughter to do work so that he'll get the Maaseh Yadayim. So according to that, we can understand the havmin of the Gemara, that I can learn one from the other, I can learn Maaseh Yadayim from Kesef Kiddushin, because they really are the same. So this issue as to whether there's a problem in the Havamina, could I learn Maaseh Yadayim from Kesef Kiddushin, that might be linked to the two Perushim that we had earlier in the Gemara. If you say that Kesef Kiddushin is unique, that the reason why the father gets the Kesef Kiddushin is because he's a bailim over the Maaseh Kiddushin, so that's something unique to Kesef Kiddushin and that has nothing to do with Maaseh Yadayim. If you say no, that the father is only able to be Mekadesh his daughter Bal Karcha, like we wanted to learn with Das Rashi, right? He's not a bailim over her, but he's able to be Mekadesh her Bal Karcha, so then Maaseh Yadayim might be the same. According to the Rabbanic Suba, since he's able to force the daughter to work, so the Maaseh Yadayim is the same. So that's why there was a Havim in the Gemara that I should learn one from the other. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll just add a brief thought, maybe some Divrei Chizuk.